Hello, everybody. It's Captain Marty Brill here today with a fishing report for you, painting a little picture of what's been happening, what we expect to happen, give you some ideas, and we'll have a couple other things that I promise will be of interest to you, and I'll be right back to tell you what those are in just a moment.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all, and that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at elsobx.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELSOBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.
All right, so let's get to business here. The offshore fishing, the wind has been persistent. Most of the effort on charters is on the weekends, so this week has been pretty slow. The table is set, though. We know for a fact that there are bluefin tuna out there, and I'll elaborate on that in a few minutes. Of late, we've seen some good catches of yellowfin tuna. That's really encouraging. And even a few blackfin tuna as well. So you have three of the four major tunas out there. Not a whole lot of effort because most of the boats are in the boatyards getting ready for the spring yellowfin tuna season. Good time to drive around Wanchese and see some of the most beautiful boats in the world. And also a good time for this reminder. If you are going to be part of that tuna fishing season, if every year you book a boat and go offshore, now's the time to do it, especially if you need a Saturday. And I would say that if for me, I would go from somewhere in the last week of March to the first week of May would be a good time. And if you need a Saturday, they're going to go quick, although Saturday is not the best day of the week to go fishing. Midweek is better. A smaller fleet means less pressure on surface fish like tuna. They don't drive them down as much. They're more prone to bite in multiples. Not uncommon to catch 7 to 10 at one time of 50-pound tuna. You do the math. So that's what's going on offshore. And let's see. On our beach fishing, not much. Diehards are catching a few skates and a few sharks. Some people have been trying up on the Bonner Bridge Pier. Water temperatures yesterday were down to 37 degrees. That is freezing. Most everywhere else is upper 40s to low 50s, but not much going on there. Some people fishing with good crab bait, trying to catch sheephead, failed miserably. So other than that, along the beach and around the inlets, a few puppy drum, but I mean a very few. Inshore fishing, the speckled trout bite is good, but I call it a bite for connoisseurs or experienced speckled trout fishing. You primarily need to be on a boat out in either a slough or one of the deep areas in our creeks where the fish like to go in winter. So that is going to not be for the faint of heart. And remember, this water temperature, when it's 50 degrees, if you end up in that water, you got about 15 minutes. So keep that in mind. Wear protective gear, file a float plan, make someone aware of where you're fishing and when you're going to be home. Very, very important. Finally, a lot of people know that the crappie fishing and the yellow perch fishing is good. And this is the one fishery you can almost always find a sheltered place to fish. You can do it from the bank or a lake shore or a pond shore. And, it's just a lot of fun this time of year. It's why we say, no matter what the weather, you can almost always go fishing somewhere. And that's what that's all about. A couple other things to talk about. I wanted to tell you a little story. I talked to Luke Midget today, and Luke has Insane Seafood Market. He has a commercial dock there in Stumpy Point, and then he has Willie Phillips' old location in Columbia, which is a full-fledged seafood market. Really good one, too. And they do have fresh fish, especially if you like croakers, for instance. They're catching, they got some puppy drum in there. They got a little bit of everything. That's right on Highway 64 in Columbia. And I didn't even know they had bought that location. Long time, great reputation for both Willie Phillips and for Luke. It's just a great thing to know. But here's what he told me. He was out gill netting 3 or 4 days ago out of Oregon Inlet. He was 25 miles north of Cape Point, 25 miles north of Diamond Shoals Light Tower, and the giant bluefin tuna were everywhere. Well, the season is closed for commercial fishing. They were setting a gill net catching croakers, the same ones that ended up in his seafood market. And along the way, these big bluefins, every one they dropped out of the net or threw over the side, just pummeled those croakers out of his net. So they thought, well, you know, they got a rod out and put a croaker on a hook. And the first four times they did it, they caught a 400 to 600 pound bluefin tuna. Just unbelievable. They were crashing on the croakers floating on the surface. Of course, he had to let them all go, and they were all in good health. And then he had to get back to work. Enough fun, had to get back to croaker fishing. But that's once-in-a-lifetime fishing when the ocean is full of those big bluefins. They're eating bluefish, croakers, squid, anything they can find. So keep all that in mind. If you get a chance, stop by and see Luke, especially at the Columbia location of the Insane Seafood Market. You want some fresh croakers, pan fried. It doesn't get any better than that. So that's what we'll leave you with today. That's my fish report. Thanks for tuning in, and just follow us here, and we'll keep you up to date on where the best fishing opportunity is. And thank you for joining us.